Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming. My name is Nancy Shapiro, and I am the immediate past chair of APHA's Council of Affiliates. The Council of Affiliates is the organization within APHA that helps coordinate the activities of 54 national affiliates and APHA. So every state has an affiliate organization. So, for example, I live in Ohio, so I am a member, active member of the Ohio Public Health Association. They are your friends to help you get things done, do advocacy. New York State has two, New York City and New York State. California has California North and California South, Southern California Public Health Association, actually. Metropolitan Washington, D.C., and we were very pleased last year to have Puerto Rico be our first territory. So please, if you're not familiar with your local public health association, there's a booth upstairs that you can sign up right now, pay dues, be happy, or you can get information about your affiliate if you're not ready to actually write the check. So it is my pleasure, though, as the immediate past chair of the Council of Affiliates, to help organize the three scientific sessions that we sponsor. Yesterday we did one on local public health accreditation, and today, of course, is Plan for Health. Tomorrow, if you want to come back to this room, it's a related topic on Illinois. Is the Illinois Public Health Association is organizing a session on food policy at all different levels. So it's right here in this room at 12:30 again. So if you want to join that, please feel free to come back. But it's my pleasure today to introduce Anna Rickland. She is from the American Planning Association. She's really going to handle logistics because these are projects that were funded from an American Planning Association joint application with the American Public Health Association in trying to bridge the gap a little bit between planning and health. So, Anna?
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. It's so great to be at APHA and be able to talk about the Plan for Health project, which just launched earlier this year. So it's very exciting to invite some of our representatives from local coalitions to speak about their work and share some of their early successes and early stories about how to actually integrate planning and public health at the local level. So I'm just going to give a brief overview and then turn it over to the folks who are going to talk about the details of their projects. So for anybody who's not familiar with APA, the American Planning Association, we are a national association just like APHA. We have approximately 40,000 members, and we also have state chapters similar to the affiliate structure of APHA with 21 special interest divisions as well. So folks who are drilling down and really working on transportation planning or who represent women in planning, those are some examples of some of our special interest divisions, which if you're an APA member, we do encourage you to get involved with as well. So within APA, on the staff side, we have a couple of national centers. One of them is the Planning and Community Health Center. We also have a Hazards Planning Center and a Green Communities Center. And the Plan for Health project is managed through the Planning and Community Health Center, which actually is based in our Washington, D.C. office. So we're part of the national headquarters of all of the national associations that are based in D.C. And the three areas that we focus on are active living, food systems, and health and all policies, and specifically health and all planning policies. So the Plan for Health project really fits in with those goals very squarely by having our local coalitions working on advancing opportunities for physical activity, advancing access to healthy foods, and then, of course, through all that, using a health and all policies approach to integrate planning, public health into planning so that planning really becomes a public health intervention. Our key partnership, as Nancy mentioned, of course, is with the American Public Health Association. We couldn't do this work without APHA members, and really we're trying to advance a new way of doing things by having public health professionals and planners work directly together on these projects. It's a requirement for this project to have received a Plan for Health grant. You have to be collaborating between public health and planning. So it's a great way to incentivize partnership, but also to help support partnership through our technical assistance that we're doing through the project between APHA and APA and some of our other national partners as well. And then I also want to note that APHA is leading our evaluation efforts to really track how we're doing on the project and over the course of the years of the project. APA planners aren't necessarily as well-versed in evaluation as public health professionals are. Public health professionals, of course, do evaluation in the course of all of their work. Planners have less of a rigorous approach to that, so APHA is key in helping us make sure that we're meeting our goals. So our project vision is the full integration of planning and public health for benefiting citizens where they live, work, and play. I mentioned our two focus areas are nutrition and physical activity. And then we also have a overarching goal to promote health equity. And so there's a focus in many of our coalitions on how we can not only improve, say, access to food for everybody in the community, but maybe more specifically on the vulnerable populations that live in that area. Currently, we have 18 coalitions around the United States. You see, some of them are clustered around the city that we're in right now, which is very convenient for travel this year to APHA. But we also have some representation in the West and in the South with our coalitions in Savannah, Georgia, and Austin, Texas. And very soon, stay tuned, we'll be making an announcement about our next round of grantees for Cohort 2. We're calling it Cohort 2, which is another 17 local coalitions working around the U.S. So we'll fill out this map much more, and with a total of 35 coalitions that we're able to support at the same time. So our themes are, of course, collaboration, community capacity, and then collective messaging. How do we talk about this stuff so that the general population understands what we're talking about, so that professionals in both fields know what we're talking about, and so that we can begin to accept that planning and planning policy is a general way of approaching public health, and that public health knows to utilize planning policies for achieving their ends. We all have the common goal of increasing well-being and economic development and ensuring that people have access to jobs and health and healthcare, as well as, of course, the elements of daily life like eating and walking. So that is what we're going for and what our local coalitions are really making happen. We can't just talk about it on the national level. It's amazing to be able to support it locally. Our website is listed at the bottom. It's a really nice catch-all, planforhealth.us. And just a brief moment on comment on timing. Our coalitions who are represented today started their work in March-ish of this year, and we'll be concluding in April of next year. And our second round of coalitions will be beginning in January, and you'll hear more about that. So I want to introduce our first speaker. We're going to be talking about physical activity first, and our groups that are focusing on physical activity first. We have two representatives from physical activity, followed by two representatives from nutrition, and then one representative who's going to be talking about how they're blending the two focus areas. So our first speaker is Alex Smith from Columbus, Ohio. Alex is the program manager for Plan for Health in Columbus from the Public Health Department, and previously coordinated at a large district school travel plan and an HIA on the travel plan, health impact assessment. Alex has a master's in city and regional planning with a focus on non-motorized transportation and GIS. And he's also worked in active transportation advocacy previous to his position at the Department of Public Health. And Alex also co-founded a neighborhood advocacy group that is establishing and promoting a bicycle boulevard in Clintonville, Ohio, which I'm assuming is very close to Columbus. And then I'll just quickly introduce our second speaker, who's going to be talking about physical activity, Grace Kayum, who's a bicycle and pedestrian planner for the St. Louis region at TrailNet, which is an advocacy organization in St. Louis, and she oversees the implementation of and using traffic calming pop-ups to promote safer streets, which is, we'll hear more about that. She works with professionals, community activists, and public interest groups by providing technical assistance for understanding how the built environment affects your health. Grace has a master's in public health and a master's in urban planning.